with hordes of online amateur sleuths searching for the bomber. Footage from the scene of the Boston Marathon bombing may be the most analyzed since the Zapruder film of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
Meanwhile, legions of professional investigators are also hard at work. It is a sprawling case, of course, with federal, state, and local law enforcement officials all pitching in. The Boston Police Department has called it the most complicated crime scene in the history of the department. And it's safe to assume that at this moment, criminal informants are being questioned, forensic specialists are earning a lot of overtime, and police officers are pounding the beat in double time looking for those responsible.
Well, joining us now to talk about the logistics of this work is David Holley. He's a senior managing director at the private investigations firm Kroll and heads up their Boston officers. Welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you, David Holley.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I wonder if you could just give me a sense from your perspective. The investigation is already 3 days old. What's your sense of where they are? Are they ahead of the game, making great progress, bogged down? I know it's probably very, very hard, but someone with your instinct might have something interesting to say about that.
Yeah, my guess is that they have made progress. They've been very candid about certain information that they do and don't have. You know, as you were speaking about just immediately before, they're sifting through thousands and thousands and thousands of video images, surveillance images, and photos, and compiling buckets of relevant and potentially irrelevant information. But by virtue of the fact that they're still asking the public to provide information and provide videos, they might not quite be there yet.
Yeah. I'm interested, you know, we're talking about in this age of cell phones and everyone shooting videos, there's so much out there, as we've mentioned. Is there a danger that investigators could be inundated with this stuff?
I think it is entirely possible, but in this case, I don't think that's likely. I think the resources that have been committed to this by the local, state, and federal authorities up and down would seem to indicate that they're committed to getting to the bottom of this, in that, again, they're asking for more information. They're asking for the general public to continue to submit videos, photos, surveillance images. I don't think that would be possible in this investigation right now.
Hmm. I'm interested, too, in the division of labor between state, local, and federal investigators. We've got the Boston Police Department, the BATF, the FBI, state police. How does the division of labor work in an investigation like this? Who focuses on what types of things?
Great question. My sense is that the FBI is obviously leading the overall effort and collecting evidence. There are forensics teams, and we've seen photos of them in the streets and on the roof, and undoubtedly, they have dozens and dozens of analysts, both in Quantico and in Boston, reviewing photos and things of that nature. The Boston police continue to secure the scene, follow local leads, and provide support to the FBI as they continue in the investigation.
Is there a possibility, a danger of sort of the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing? That is, with all these different agencies, federal, local, state, you know, this issue of connecting the dots and sort of staying well informed between these different agencies.
I think that scenario may have been possible dozens and dozens of years ago. The spirit of cooperation, as I understand it, amongst the federal and state and local law enforcement agencies has never been as strong and as cooperative as it is at this time. And so those are one of the fears, I think, that should be set aside is not possible.
Hmm. I'm curious, too, to ask you about what happened yesterday, which is something we're going to be talking about a little later in the show. And that is, there was a lot of misinformation sort of swirling around the media landscape about a suspect being in custody, a suspect not being in custody, a suspect about to be brought to the federal courthouse, no suspect, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, poor reporting and all kinds of declarations about it. Does do these kinds of erroneous reports from the media in any way have an impact on the investigation?
Well, they're a distraction foremost, and so probably an unnecessary and unwelcome and unwanted distraction. But we can't also forget that the media has played a key role in the investigation itself in getting out what it is the FBI wants the general public's assistance from, what it is they're looking for. So, you know, while there may have been a few missteps in sort of early whistleblowing on a misinterpretation of a statement as in we've got them or something of that nature, I really think that the media continues to play very much a cooperative role in the course of this investigation.
And tell me, what about all these tips pouring in? Is there such a thing as too many tips for the FBI or for investigators? What do you think?
You know, I don't think so. I think there are always going to be a small handful of glory seekers out there. But Agent Delorier has continued to ask for the support and the cooperation and the assistance of the people of Boston and those that were visiting on that day in that area. And by virtue of the fact that that request continues to go on, I'm confident that all the agencies are staffed to handle these, to suss them out, and to identify the relevant ones for further investigation or follow-up. I think that, you know, if they had gotten too much information or wanted to narrow the information down, there would have been some kind of statement. But, you know, the FBI wants to be the adjudicator of what is and what's not relevant. So I think they would rather have as much information coming in as they can for the analysts, the investigators, and the enforcement agencies that are supporting the effort.
Well, David Holly, thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's David Holly. He's a senior managing director at the private investigations firm Kroll, and he heads up their Boston offices.